Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Here's a fun fact. Stephen Ridley doesn't like to watch football from the couch. He was inactive last week against the Bengals, and he came out full speed ahead against the Saints on Sunday. In this player profile, Stephen Ridley is back, and here's what we know about him heading into Week 7.
Hand off to Ridley, straight up the gut, into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
You know, it's tough to sit and watch your team play and be at home on the couch, you know, and it's a sickening feeling. So for me, I just had to put myself in position to come back out here, and I'm just thankful they gave me a few plays to go out there and do what, you know, what we needed to do, and we were able to pull it off.
Ridley may have only missed one game, but it's taken 6 weeks to see the kind of production that we're used to seeing from the Patriots' top running back.
It's been a long time since I've been in the zone, man. So I was happy to be there. I really was. To come out here and find end zone not once but twice. I'm just blessed and thankful, and I don't take it for granted, man. It's another day out there on a Sunday that I get to play ball and do what I love to do.
Let's rewind to last year. Ridley was in the zone early. Against the Titans, touchdown. Against the Bills, 2 touchdowns. And against the Broncos, touchdown. That was all by Week 5. And heading into Week 7 in 2013, Ridley has 2 touchdowns from one game in the books. Dealing with some adversity every week until this point has been another game of who will lead the pack of backs. Some days it's LeGarrette Blount, other days it's Brandon Bolden, and this Sunday night it was Stephen Ridley, and that's all by design.
Running room to the right with a stiff arm, across the 30, Ridley to the outside at the 35.
It's a team game, and this team's really going through a lot of adversity right now. And we've had to overcome, you know, some hurdles, and that's what we're going to continue to do. It's a long season. You're going to have guys that get banged up, but you have to be able to step up and play when your number's called. So for us, young or old, you know, we have to go with the players that we have out there, and that's what we did tonight.
Ridley recorded his highest number of carries this season and went for 96 yards on the ground against a defense that hasn't allowed many rushing first downs this season. And for a team that has been uncharacteristically inefficient in the red zone, both of Ridley's touchdowns came at that haunting spot, inside the 20. And as we know, Ridley didn't win the game on his own, but the Pats sure look better with him back in the lineup.
Now one guy's going to be able to do it. It's a total team effort. And that's what you saw in the most critical part of the game, is that we had 3 different people step up and make big plays. And, you know, to pull out a win against a great opponent like that is big, you know, and we're going to enjoy it and relish in it tonight. And we're going to be back to work tomorrow. But, you know, my hat's off to the whole team, man. We came out here and performed the way we needed to.
Ridley ranks in the middle among leading rushers in the NFL with 67 carries, 270 yards, and he's staying pretty consistent with his stats from last year when it comes to averaging about 4 yards per carry. That will do it for this week's player profile, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.